Saints, I'd like to remind you that as it is our custom now, you have your take home in the bulletin. So go to the bulletin and you will find your take home from the Bible. So read it. And I have also given two numbers of the Catechism of the Catholic Church. Read those ones as well. And if you do not have a Bible or a Catechism of the Catholic Church, you may be able to sell a pair of your shoes and buy one. Now, when you read, try to share with family members, share what you read with friends, and if you have enemies, share with them as well. Amen? Amen? And when we get to heaven, I'll be sure to ask you what you read today. As we think of the baptism of Jesus at the River Jordan, I am reminded of a song. Oh, happy day, oh, happy day. Oh, happy day when Jesus washed, when Jesus washed my sins away. You want to try it, church? Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day. Oh, happy day when Jesus washed. When Jesus washed my sins away. You are all great singers. But this reminds us of that great day you and I were cleansed from sin and we became daughters and sons of the Father. We became brothers and sisters of Jesus Christ. We became temples of the Holy Spirit, where the Holy Spirit dwells. For those of you who are older, you would have learned in the catechism the term sanctifying grace, you know, sanctifying grace in your heart. That is what it meant, and it means that God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit dwells in our hearts. We become God's own, like Jesus. That happy day happened when we were baptized. I know a group of Catholic women in the Greater Toronto Area in Canada. A few years ago, they began to go to the streets in Toronto to share the good news of Jesus. And I asked them why. They said, well, we can't keep short. We can't keep our mouth shut. You know, after Mass, we've heard the word of God, we received the body and blood of Jesus. We need to go to the streets from time to time to remind people that Jesus came for them. Jesus died for them. Jesus rose again from the dead to save us from sin and death. These brave women were on fire for their baptismal and confirmation spirit. They're not like those Catholics who say, well, we have kept our faith, but we've kept it to ourselves. And I think they were living out the best version of themselves as Christian people, baptized. And I think when God looked at them, he would have said, like he said to his son Jesus, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Many hundreds of years ago in the 16th century, a man lived in Italy. His name was Michelangelo. Michelangelo had many works of art. He was a sculptor. One work that he did was Moses. When Michelangelo finished sculpting the work of Moses, it was so live to him. After he finished the work and he looked at what he had done, and he tapped the cheek of the statue and said, "Moses, speak." He delighted in this work. It was the best of himself, he thought, Michelangelo. In that moment, I think Michelangelo was at his best. And I think God looked at Michelangelo with great delight. As God was pleased with his son at the baptism, and he said, "This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased." I hear there are some of our artists from this church, Our Lady of Guadalupe in Dodge City, Kansas, that will present an exhibit today from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. These women and men delight in who they are as sons and daughters of the Father. Brothers and sisters of Jesus Christ dwell in places of the Holy Spirit. They delight in what they have created with the talent God gave to them. I hope we bless God by visiting them and encouraging them. But more than that, each one of us here is God's work of art. Is there where we live or a thing we do that makes God, our Creator, look at us and say, "In you I delight"? Oh, big brother Jesus, by our baptism, you have made us daughters and sons of the Father, temples of the Holy Spirit. And your sisters and brothers, fill our hearts as we move on to offer you to the Father at this altar of sacrifice. Make our sacrifice acceptable as yours was on Calvary. Make us eager announcers of your gospel to the rest of the world. Amen.